Okay, now the next slide, we're moving into the composition of various waters. So this is some hardcore memory work. So the first slide, I'm organizing this in terms of the elemental composition of river water, which as we go down, we can see we have got a high concentration of carbon, primarily dissolved organic carbon. We then drop down to calcium and sodium, and over on the other side, we've got seawater. Now, if I was to order it based on seawater, then we start with chloride at the top, then drop to sodium. Carbon doesn't even get a look in. It's sitting right near the bottom. So there's an enormous difference between the ionic composition of river water and seawater. On the right-hand end of that table, I've put the species that you would expect to find. It depends a little bit on the type of water. So here I'm indicating in the ocean, for instance, you would expect to find calcium sulfate, whereas if you're in the river, you would expect to find bicarbonate as the dominant source of carbon. So this is not a one-size-fits-all the species. It depends on which particular water system you're looking at. Now, what I'm after here is not the millimoles per litre. I think these are scary numbers. I'm after the percentages so that you've got a good ballpark feeling of where the major ionic compositions are and the differences between river water and seawater. Because the potential exam style question for this one would be contrasting the two and then trying to explain it. Down the bottom here, we've got a mention of magnesium sulfate. In first year, we kept the concept of ionic compounds and covalent compounds very straight. We now start mixing it up. So magnesium and sulfate unfortunately travel around as a happy little couple in seawater. That's referred to as an iron pair. So there's now no covalent bonding between the magnesium and the sulfate, but it's a loose complex, and so the magnesium and sulfate are not fully dissociated anymore. And this is quite a common thing in chemistry. As soon as you move to high ionic composition, high ionic concentrations, you often have to consider iron pairing. This one up here may look familiar from first year, this silicon compound which is present in waters. Anybody? Silicic acid. Okay, so when we dissolve the rocks in our great rock cycle version of things, our exogenic cycle, how the silicon component dissolves and is removed, it's a silicic acid.